This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 51 for Wednesday, September 7th. After several days of losses, ICE canola futures are higher on Wednesday morning following the release of the Stat Canada Stocks Report. The November canola contract gains $5.80 at $804.40 per ton, and the January contract rises $4.60 at $811 per ton. StatCan estimates on-farm canola stocks at the end of July were 242,000 tons, tumbling more than 77% from a year ago. Commercial canola stocks are down 10% at 633,000 tons. Total wheat stocks fall 38% from last year at 3.67 million tons. Additional support for canola is coming from gains in Chicago soybeans and soy meal, as well as European rapeseed. Declines in Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil are weighing on values. Sharp losses in global crude oil prices are putting more pressure on vegetable oils. Manitoba reports its province-wide harvest is 15% complete, with winter cereals virtually finished. Spring cereals are between 13 to 31% harvested, while field peas are at 55% and canola is at 1%. As the United States dollar continues to gain strength, the Canadian dollar is lower, the loonie pulls back to 75.84 U.S. cents, compared to Tuesday's close of 76.11. The USDA reports corn holds at 54% good to excellent, with soybeans remaining at 57% good to excellent. The spring wheat harvest is 71% done, up 21 points on the week. Winter wheat planted hits the report for the first time this year at 3% in the ground. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Wednesday. The November contract adds 16 cents at $14.15 per bushel. October soy oil loses about 6 tenths of a cent at 64.27 U.S. cents per pound. October soy meal gains $9.40 at $420 per short ton. Corn futures are higher, with the December contract rising 8 cents at $6.84 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, as the December contract gains 6.5 cents at $3.90. The U.S. wheat complex is up sharply as Chicago December vaults 49 cents at 8.66. Kansas City December jumps 45.5 cents at 9.27.5. And Minneapolis December increases 33 cents at 9.23. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, September 7th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.